Okay, there is no doubt at all that being a single parent is tough. And while the majority of solo parents are single mothers, there's still not an unsubstantial number of dads who, for various reasons, are going it alone. But the research on single fathers is limited. Most of the studies focused on comparing partnered parents to single mothers. What's more, because child rearing is still considered to largely be a women's domain, it means that society tends to perceive single mothers and fathers differently. Whether you are a single dad by choice or by circumstance, you're still part of a community that has its own unique challenges and demands. On this morning's Father's Day edition of Talking Point, we're joined by three panellists who will each be sharing with us their own unique experience of single fatherhood and some of the challenges and triumphs that have come along with it. First up, we're joined by Dr. Alex Mashafane and his daughter, Dizetso Mashafane. Dr. Mashafane became a single father when his wife passed away, leaving him to raise his two daughters. We're also joined by Corneille Kruger, who's a single father of an eight-year-old boy, the director of the Father's Rights Movement SANPC and the founder of Single Fathers SA, which is a Facebook group. And as I said, would love to hear from you if perhaps you are a single father, maybe you were raised by a single father. Do you know a single father? What was the support structure like? What were some of the challenges that you faced? Do please get in touch with us this morning. All right, let's go to our guests for this morning. We start with Dr. Alex Mashafane. A very good morning to you, Doc. Great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us. And happy Father's Day to you.
Oh, thank you so much. And thanks for hosting me and my daughter as well.
It's an absolute
and
delight.
And morning to the Cape Talk listeners.
Thank you so much. Dr. Mashafane, tell us about the circumstances that led you to becoming a single father.
It all started in 2009. It was absolutely sudden. We came back from a holiday, me, my wife, and my two daughters. And my first daughter was starting high school, grade 8. My other daughter was starting grade 5. On the first day of registration at school, I received the news in the afternoon that my wife died in a car accident. It was a sudden car accident. And then the story started right there. Just sudden, 14 days after the holiday, it was a normal, healthy, sunny day, no issues at all. No one was sick. Everybody was healthy. Everybody was happy. And it just came like a ton of bricks only on one day, on the 14th of January 2009.
That's one exactly can right. Only imagine the devastation, the heartbreak, the horror that would have followed that situation. To lose your partner, your life partner, but then to doubly to lose the mother of your children, and you then have to face a future where you are the sole provider, caregiver for these two young girls. Can you talk, Dr. Mashafane, about those first few months, even the first few years after your wife's passing, where you were adjusting to raising your children alone? What was that like when the realization hits of it's just me and these two? What are some of the things that go through your mind?
Firstly, I just want to say it was difficult at the beginning. But I learned a few things. One, at the beginning, when you have a wife, two kids, and everything is normal, it's almost like I can describe it as a highway that is smooth and is running well. And suddenly, the highway ends. It doesn't end with a gravel road, but it ends with a bush. You suddenly, the life throws into the deep end. And you've got to raise these people. So it's very confusing at the beginning. But something happened a few years before. Me and my wife attended a school in Pretoria called the School of Practical Philosophy. I don't know whether it was preparing me or what. I don't know. But we attended that school. And in the School of Philosophy, there was a gentleman from Ireland giving a series of lectures on a number of things. Philosophy and stress, fear, grief, and all this. There's a lot of topics that were discussed in that school. Mm. So I learned a lot of things. And suddenly when this happened, it sort of focused my mind to say, by the way, what are the important things that I should focus on to raise this kid. And I immediately took up full responsibility for what I'm going to achieve. It does not mean it was not painful. It was painful. It was challenging. And I realized also that the world out there is not really interested in your pain.
Sure.
I'll give you an example. My wife would be owing one or two accounts and they couldn't find her. And suddenly they get my number and say, by the way, your wife is owing 5,000 here. They said, no, but my wife passed away. They said, no, condolences, but when are you going to pay?
Sure.
So you realize that the world out there is not on your side. Number two, the world is riddled with fear. Fear of unknown, because there's been a lot of parents, maybe single fathers, who went through the same thing and they somehow, in inverted commas, messed up their families. Whatever that means, but they messed up their families. So there was a lot of fear around me to say, what is going to happen to this family? But I immediately took up full responsibility.
Did you ever worry? Sorry, Jack, I'm just aware of time, but I wanted to ask, did you ever worry about what not having a mother figure would mean for your daughters? In that, do you think that being a single dad to girl children is more difficult than perhaps if you had had two sons?
I wouldn't know if I had sons, what would be it would be like, but having two daughters was actually an issue. To say, how am I going to handle certain things? Because when they grow into young women, I still have my own mother who is 83 now. So certain things that I still chat to my mother. My dad is there, but I don't necessarily talk about certain things to her. So my biggest worry was, if they have issues that they're not comfortable to talk to a dad with, then I think there will be a problem. And I wouldn't know which issues they're struggling with sometimes. I would see the superficial things, the day-to-day survival things, going to school, having sure that you've got meals, you've got roof over your head and all those. But I wouldn't know the inside environment that would go through, that would need, would I know, now I need to talk to my mom.
Maybe
this man would not get it or something like that. That is absolutely challenging. And number two is when certain big decisions have to be taken, like choice of subject at school, like choice of degrees at the university, they would come with these things, and you want to bounce it to somebody to say, hey, change of behavior sometimes. You want to bounce things with somebody to say, hey, man, this behavior is not good.
Yeah.
What do we do? So you've got to figure it on your own. And I think those are the most challenging things that happened in the journey of single parenthood.
I want to bring your daughter in now, if I may. Tizeto, welcome. Lovely to have you back on Cape Talk. And thank you so much for coming onto the show. What had your relationship been like with your dad prior to your mom's passing? And then how did it change, if at all, after that devastating event?
Well, first, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Pop. Good to hear from you. It was my relationship with my dad before my mom passed was, you know, the stereotypical father-daughter relationship, in that my mom took up most of the day-to-day responsibilities so we could emotionally invest in her a lot more. Dad, you know, provided for the family. He went to work in the morning and he came home in the evening. And we did a couple of family activities in the weekend, but we were more emotionally invested with mom. Things completely flipped when mom left the building. And we emotionally invested in my father, because I must say that, as my dad said, he took up the responsibilities and played both mom and dad. And that allowed us to emotionally invest in him a lot more. So my relationship with my dad, I think, is fantastic. I love him to bits. I feel like I can talk to him about anything, because he took the time to get to know us, plan our birthday parties, ask us about our friends and things like that. So, yeah, there was a big flip, and I'm glad that he took up the responsibility to do that.
You've said that there was this big question over what is this man going to do with these two girls with no female presence in the house? And Dad has just mentioned, you know, that there were, he wondered how he would tackle certain things. How did Dad do when it came to conversations around things like sex and periods and relationships? How did Dad do, do you think?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Dr. Mashifani, how do you think you did?
I if I have to give myself a score, yes, then I would score myself 50%.
50%.
I don't think I did particularly too well.
Right.
Sometimes, I don't know, maybe it's how we raised them. The question of talking about sex and relationships, sometimes we sort of avoid it. And in the back of your mind, and you know the right thing to do is to talk about it.
Yes.
But you sort of avoid it, and you sort of think it will. I will get to it sometime. But life moves very quickly.
If you are just tuned in this morning, we are talking, it's a special Father's Day edition of Talking Point this morning, joined by three panellists who are each sharing with us their experiences of single fatherhood. We are joined by Dr. Alex Mashifani and also his daughter, Dizetso Mashifani Wanoni. And we're going to be speaking in just a second to Corne Kruger of the Facebook group Single Fathers South Africa. Dizetso, I want to ask you, in terms of the biggest challenges that you faced as a family headed by a single father, what were some of the things? I mean, when you went to school, was there very much a thing of most people have got mom and dad and you don't have mom?
Yeah, it's from time to time things would pop up and I'd feel a little bit like, oh, what are we going to do about it?
Mm.
So, for example, I remember once there was a mother-daughter breakfast. I went to an old girls' school. So they put on events like this, and it's just this memory. It was in grade 8, and it was in the year that my mom had passed. And I remember thinking, well, who am I going to go with, you know, and getting a little bit upset about it. And I remember, I don't know if Pops remembers this, but I walked into his bedroom, and I was like, Papa, what are you going to do? Like, I'm going to have no one to go with.
Mm.
And I remember my dad saying, I'll go, I'll try and go. And that made me feel better because I knew that, you know, he'd have to take time off of work. It would have been this big upheaval. But the fact that he was willing to try, I felt so much better about it. And I realized a lot of kids were not going to go with their moms. Then I felt fine with it. So it was little things like that at the beginning that was a little bit painful. But as time went by and we figured out our family dynamic, I felt as if he really took up the time to play mom. So I never felt wanting. I never went to my friends' houses and I was like, oh my gosh, I wish I was like you guys and had my mom and dad. My dad was my mom and dad.
Yeah.
And I felt okay. I felt very settled. This was my new reality. This is our new normal. My dad worked hard to make sure that we felt loved and okay. So I was very happy with my single dad who was my parent, all-encompassing parent.
I want to ask you, thanks, Tisetso. I want to ask you, Dr. Mashifani, did you ever wonder, were there times where you, were on that journey of single fatherhood and perhaps a challenge came up or a situation came up and you found yourself wondering how your late wife would have handled a specific situation?
Oh yes, absolutely. Maybe when they were still a bit younger.
Mm.
It wasn't that challenging because they had just to be looked after.
Yes.
School, shelter, education. We went out over the weekends and we went to holidays. At some point, I took them to Spain and we found ourselves at Camp Nou watching Real Madrid and all that. And that was a bit easy. But I think later on in life, when they become young adults now, I think the period of major decisions, like my younger daughter went to UJ, University of Johannesburg, to study. And I had serious challenges with the circle that she was involved in. And I had to figure it out. I mean, circle of friends, behavior-wise and all that. Now, I had to figure it out myself. And I always ask myself, how do she handle this particular situation? Because now it's a situation that is sort of, to me, getting out of hand. I've used all the methods. I've spoken to her. I've done this. I've done that. but I really don't seem to be winning. And I can't get to the bottom of it. Now, that's when you start wondering how do you discuss it and then come to a conclusion with my wife? The second thing is how she approached this. maybe my boundaries are not that strong. My wife had very strong boundaries. You know, mothers have strong boundaries with kids. They're really very hard on certain things. And you become soft sometimes and allow certain things. And I always thought my wife would have handled this much better than myself, because she would have just put the foot down on this particular issue. So I think there are situations like that when they become young adults and major decisions have to be taken, removing her from one institution to the other and all that. So it becomes a bit challenging and all that. So I think those are the challenges just now. I would remember major life decisions here. Absolutely.
I want to move now to our third guest this morning, Corné Kruger, who is the founder of Single Fathers SA Facebook group. He's also the director of the Fathers Rights Movement SANPC, and he is single dad to an 8-year-old boy. A very good morning to you, Corné. Great to have you with us this morning, and thanks so much for making time for us. I just want to touch on your experience and things that perhaps, until you are a single father, you may not be aware of. What are some of the things that, if people listening in now, that you want them to know about the challenges that you face as a single father?
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. What we generally don't realize is the amount of work that goes into being a parent. And generally, when there's two parents in the house, you don't initially feel the brunt of it. You get to consult with another parent and make the best decisions based on what needs to happen. But when you're a single parent, especially a single father, there's not too many groups to turn to. There's not all the help that you would normally get. And I think it becomes quite interesting the longer you are a parent, because you figure out that you are able to do this very easily. Even though it's tough, and that people don't always realize that. I mean, we think we can probably handle this, but every single day is unique. Every single day is different.
Some of the things that you raised that I hadn't even sort of thought of, and so if I'm not thinking of it, the chances are that broader society isn't thinking about it, are how we are still so mother focused. So things like changing stations in public areas. When I go to park, it's very often mothers and babies. It's not parents and babies. And, you know, if the father of my daughter wants to park in that parking spot, of course he can. He's the parent of the child. The idea of schools communicating only with mothers, which is... A definite. I can speak to that as well. Is that there tends to be very much a leaning towards talking to mum about issues around schooling and stuff like that. Let's talk about the Facebook group that you set up. Why did you set it up? What did you want to achieve with it? And what has been the response been like to the group?
We've had great responses. The reason for me setting up the Facebook group is to inform other parents and other single fathers that. There is more single fathers out there that's willing to communicate. It's a very easy, accessible page to get to, and generally on there, we mostly get people messaging us for help. Especially, we actually get a few single mothers that message us saying, "Listen, I need help with my boy. I need help with this," which is quite interesting. But the reason for doing this is to get more single fathers into a group. More collaboration is needed in the country around this, because as we've mentioned before, parking spaces, changing tables, all of those things is still a problem, and we can understand why it is a problem. Since the Second World War, when laws became more strictly managed, there's only been single household with mothers, according to the law. This has changed in 2005, which is absolutely brilliant, and more change is coming soon. But because of this, the society changed on how families can be raised. Unfortunately, fathers were not really included in many of these discussions and how society viewed them. But we can be glad that this is changing. unfortunately, many of the people that obviously grew up in single-parent households see this. They see mothers being the only parents for them as they grew up. And therefore, when they make decisions in their profession, they tend to make decisions based around that. For example, mother only parkings and changing space stations, which is understandable. I mean, this is just part of our childhood paradigm. But fortunately, things are changing. More people are standing up against this. There's nothing wrong with this. We understand that it is for parents, but it's just the wording that probably needs to change going forward. But other than that, the Single Fathers Facebook group has been making some big strides. We are getting more and more messages every single day. Even though it is a fairly recent page, we are getting quite a lot of messages, and we've also got support groups, which works really well.
We're going to take a short break just for headlines. We will come back with Corné Kruger, who is the founder of the Single Dad South Africa Facebook group. Also, we will just end up with Dr. Alex Mashifane and his daughter, Dizeto Mashifane Wanoni, who have been sharing their experiences as a family who struck by tragedy following the death of Dr. Mashifane's wife and his experience of raising his two daughters on his own. We'll return after the news headline.
Cape Talk.
Call 021-446-0567.
It's 8:33 and this is Weekend Breakfast with me, Sarah Jane King. We return now to our talking point conversation for this morning, and we're focusing on single fatherhood this Father's Day. We are joined by Dr. Alex Mashifane and his daughter, Dizeto. Dr. Mashifane was heartbreak struck their family when his wife died in a car accident, and he was left literally holding the babies, raising his two daughters. We've been speaking to him and his daughter about some of the challenges that they faced and had to navigate as a family. We're also joined by Corné Kruger, who is the founder of the Facebook group Single Fathers South Africa. If I can just wrap up with you, Dr. Mashifane, now your daughters are grown. They are young women in their own right. When you look at them now, how do you feel about the job that you did? Are you proud of how well you raised them as a single father?
Sarah, I think I did my best. With the knowledge, the information, and the focus that I had, I think I did what a parent should be able to do. I brought them through high school, through tertiary. I've always been there. So I think I did a pretty good job. I don't think I would claim 100% to be a perfect father. But I'm very proud of what I'm seeing today as I'm looking at them as young adults.
If there are single dads who are listening in this morning, Dr. Mashifane, perhaps who have found themselves in the same situation that you found yourself in, any sage words, any words of encouragement, advice, support for dads who may be listening in now and going through some of the same challenges that you perhaps went through yourself?
Yes, the world out there is riddled with fear. Human beings are made to adapt. You adapt to any situation. As long as you put your mind to it, you are aware of all the responsibilities that you have on the situation at hand. Somehow, we've got capacity to handle any adversity. I realize that adversity could be handled with knowledge and information. So my advice is, let us go and get information under normal circumstances, where there's no tragedy, when there's no adversity. Because I think in life, we meet adversity and we start reacting to it. But if we, under normal circumstances, place ourselves in a situation where we can get information and knowledge about these adversities that happen in life, they would happen anyway, then you find yourself, when the tragedy happens, that you handled it much, much, much better than a person who's reacting to the situation. You will make mistakes, but certainly we are all made to adapt as human beings. So as fathers, we are able to take care of our little ones and make less mistakes than the other people who went before us.
Dizetso, from your perspective, do you feel that you benefited perhaps from a closer bond with your dad because he was doing it alone compared to perhaps your friends who were raised by a mom and a dad?
I do. I think I did benefit from this opportunity to get closer to my father. I realized that my sister and I were in a unique situation because single fatherhood is not as much in the forefront as single motherhood. And so a lot of the time with my friends, when we speak about our dads and stuff, I realize that sometimes some of the things that my dad did were not things that other dads seemed to do because mom would do them, like baking and planning birthday parties and things like that. So I do think I benefited from my dad investing in me and my sister in the way that he did, 100%.
Yeah. I want to thank you and Dad for joining us this morning, Dr. Alex Mashifane and his daughter, Dizetso Mashifane Wanoni, who have shared their experience of single fatherhood with us. I just want to finish off with Corneille Kruger, who is the founder of Single Fathers South Africa, which is a Facebook group. Corneille, just if you could sort of wrap up for us, what do you want people to know about how single dads need support and the support, what we can do as a society more broadly, whether you be speaking to organizations, whether you be speaking to schools, whether you be speaking to people whose friends or family have in them, people who are fathers who are raising their families alone. What would be the message that you would like to give them this Father's Day?
I would say my message for single fathers out there and for everybody is to understand that fathers are definitely there for their children. They are dedicated. It's a very demanding job. It's a very stressful job. But every single person out there is intended to be a parent. And it does not matter what society says about men or fathers or certain types of parents. We are all intended to be parents, and we are all good parents. We can get the support that we need if things become difficult, which they do. Let's support each other. Let's join support groups and be the support that other people need. Let's open our doors and open our hearts for people going through this. Fatherhood is an absolute joy. Not necessarily everybody understands that or has gone through it, especially single fatherhood. But it is an absolute joy to raise children and spend time with them. We are forming the future for all of our children in the future. And by doing this, we have the ability to change the future. We literally sit with the ability to change the future of this country when we raise our children.
Yeah.
So we need to support everybody. Each and every single parent out there needs to be supported, especially single fathers, because they do not have all the help that they require. We need to destigmatize single fathered in the country.
Yeah.
Make South Africa a more father-friendly country. Therefore, all of our children will benefit from this. We will see more involved fathers because the fathers are being given a chance. The fathers are being supported. It shouldn't be so difficult to be a father in this country. Fortunately, things are changing. And the more involved a father is, the better your children will grow up, the better boundaries will be set, and the happier the whole country will become. My message to everybody is just to support fathers, support parents in general, and especially support single fathers. Now, knock on the door, find out how things are going. Can we do all of these various activities with your family as well? I think including single fathers in your family activities, street activities, just normal society and public activities would be a great change.
Inclusion and destigmatization. Corneille, we're going to have to leave it there. I appreciate your time. Corneille Kruger is the founder of Single Fathers South Africa. And I should just say, Corneille, a happy Father's Day to you. I hope you have a super one with your boy. Really appreciate your time this morning. Corneille Kruger, founder of Single Fathers South Africa.